From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Today, we visit Western Jamaica, where people are enjoying a new look on life. Picture this. You look up. The sky is the perfect blue with white clouds mingling between sun rays. You've enjoyed this potpourri of colors all your life. Then, your sight gets darker until one day, you just can't see anymore. Cataract. It is the clouding or loss of transparency of the lens in the eye as a result of tissue breakdown and protein clumping, and it tends to come with the onset of old age. On a brighter note, hundreds of persons in Westmoreland got a second look on life through the 7-year-old Eye Care, an initiative of the Sandals Foundation and Great Care Inc. Public Relations Manager at Sandals Foundation, Chrisanne O'Dally, says the program has been running for some time, but only recently was focus given to the eyes.
So we've been partnering with Great Shape Inc. for quite some time, but most of our efforts were focused on dental care. Recently, we've created the eye care initiative alongside them to provide eye care, cataract surgery, testing, that sort of thing.
For 2 weeks in October, doctors from the United States and Canada, working in collaboration with Jamaica's Ministry of Health, set up a free eye clinic, which offered eye examinations and eye disease screening, surgery referrals, as well as blood pressure and sugar screening. About 1,500 persons in St. Anne benefited in the first week and hundreds more in Westmoreland after that. Throughout October 12 to 16, eye care doctors ventured from their base at Beaches Negril in Westmoreland to the Cornwall Regional Hospital in St. James daily to perform free cataract surgeries. The cataract surgery was introduced last year, and in just 4 days, 33 operations were done. Patients were selected from the public health list, and the eye care team's efforts reduced the cataract surgery wait time by over a month.
We also issued thousands of pairs of glasses, corrective lens, and we also order custom glasses that are made in the U.S. and Central Jamaica.
All spectacles, medicated lens, and reading glasses were given free of cost to patients. Did you know that sunglasses are great for preventing cataracts and other damages to the eye? Cheap glasses can be just as good at blocking harmful UV rays as expensive ones, but more costly shades tend to combine all of the protective technologies required for full eye protection. Senior pastor of the Lucy Christian Fellowship Church in Hanover, where the team set up shop, George Bates, attested to the blessing the initiative has been.
Oh, it has been a tremendous blessing to my members and the community. Even Sunday gone, we had a testimony time and persons who never thought they will ever see far again and see fine print, they were shocked to know that their glasses are available for them. And because of their financial status, they could not purchase or even visit a doctor.
In 2014, the team comprised 77 volunteers who conducted over 3,000 vision exams and issued over 6,000 pairs of glasses. And in 2015, over 90 persons volunteered their time and efforts, sharing the love across Jamaica. We've come to the end of today's program. But before we leave, remember, the only thing worse than having no sight is having no vision. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Joel Samuels, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.